This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The website Apartment List, which tracks average rent prices, says that nationally, median rent fell in November for the third straight month. That could mean relief at long, long last for renters all over the country, especially in the Sun Belt, where all the people moving in over the past couple of years has driven the housing market ever higher. So, from the Phoenix metro area, here's the next installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name is Taylor Nazaya Jenkins. I am 23 years old, and I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. I grew up primarily in Cupertino, California. It's kind of the heart of the Silicon Valley. I remember slowly seeing everyone like leave. I remember especially seeing like the Latino, and the other African-American kids like that just dwindle every year I was in school. I love California, but it literally seemed like either I stay with my parents forever or I would have to leave. Staying in California did not seem like it wasn't an option. My friend, she texted me, and she was actually living in Prescott Valley, Arizona at the time. But she texted me and was like, I don't like my roommates. Can you come live with me? I didn't know a thing about Prescott. I'm like, if California is this expensive and there's this many people somehow able to do it every month, Arizona has to be a cakewalk. And that's how I ended up here. My bills, basically every month, ended up being $1,000. And that was basically all I was making. And I was working close to 40 hours a week, commuting back and forth from Phoenix to Prescott Valley. And all I could make was my rent and my bills. And most of the time, I would actually DoorDash after work. So I was getting home at like 3, 4 in the morning, trying to make ends meet. When I moved to Arizona, I remember this bumper sticker that I saw on someone's car. And it said, keep your California out of my Arizona. And I remember reading that and like almost laughing to myself because it's already here. The big issue among Californians was the influx of what we call transplants. So people coming in from tech companies to work there, and they can obviously pay a lot more for rent. I remember hearing the conversation my parents were having about rent and about where to go. And now, as a Californian, I see it happen here. But I need somewhere to live.
We want to hear your stories about finding and paying for a place to live. Share your adventure in housing with us, would you? You can do it at marketplace.org.